18 at bats, and he still leads in the College World Series in hitting. P.R. Powell, 2-for-2, and scored a run back in the second and was out trying to come home in the third. Rogers with the pitch, swung on and fouled back to the screen. P.R. had a good whiff. Had a good series, has had a fantastic season, and as we mentioned, just an opinion, stands in good stead with the draft because he has another year to go. He could go in the January draft as well. Here's the pitch. Paul Ray, it's off his finger, and Paul Ray is down. Now he's running to first base, and nobody's even going to say hello to him. He's right down there without any question. So Rogers has a hit batsman. There's a close-up look at Paul Ray on the television side as he's dusting off his uniform at first base. Steve Cave's moving into position to hold him on. So Dolinsek moves down to second base. Powell is at first, and the batter is Cotton, who has been safe on two errors. Looking for a base rep. Pitch. Check swing. Gets by. The catcher's rolling all the way back. And Dolinsek almost comes, or he comes around third and almost comes home. But Jack Smithern says, don't be foolish. There's only one out. And B.J. Cotton is at bat. So that is the third wild pitch for Rogers. Dolinsek moves to third base. Powell to second base. And with one down, B.J. Cotton would like to put a couple of RBIs at home so that a portion of that great big NCAA trophy can get on the plane. Steve Rogers can wind up. Checks Dolly. Here's the one ball pitch to B.J. A line ball, high ball to deep left field. Going back is Whitaker. That ball is out of here. A home run. There was no doubt about that ball. Roger Whitaker just turned and trotted a little bit just in case it hit a seagull or something. Over the left field fence, 360 feet away. Three runs score. The Devils lead it 7-1, and Jeff Osborne takes the call strike on the inside corner. Yes, we are reminded again that he is the only Nebraskan in the tournament from McCook, Nebraska, and he got a telegram from the Chamber of Commerce tonight to cheer him on, and he did just exactly what they asked of him. A foul ball to the left side out of play that stung Jeff Osborne's hand. He's behind 0-2. Billy Joe Cotton really creamed it. 7-1, the Devils lead it, and batting in the bottom of the fifth inning. No action in the Tulsa bullpen. Here's the pitch to Osborne. Checked low, ball one. Ralph Dick hit a line shot, but right at the first baseman Steve Cave to start the inning. Dolinsek singled, Paul Ray Powell hit by a pitch ball, and Cotton put one over the left field fence to bring home Dolinsek and Powell to score three runs, and it's 7-1. A grounder to the left side, the second baseman Adams over to throw to Cave in time, and Osborne is out number two. Caves wanted to go to the dugout. He thought that was three away, but it's only two, and Lenny Randle steps in. Devils have seven hits for their seven runs and are still working here in the bottom of the fifth. Lenny Randle hitless in two tries. Grounds one foul to the left side. Barehanded by the third baseman, Les Rogers. No relation to the pitcher, Steve Rogers. This Tulsa ball club, however, can come back and have done so, and they are mostly freshmen and sophomores. Rogers shakes off two signs by catcher Bob Murphy, then goes to the rosin. No wind. Old Glory in center field is motionless. It's a beautiful night. Pitch, Randle, outside, ball, 1-1. Oh, I got to tell you, we'll be coming home tomorrow, and we'll be coming home on Western Flight 479. Western Airlines Flight 479. And it will arrive in Phoenix at 8:20 p.m. 8:20 p.m. I'll repeat it later. Pitch to Randall. Grounder left side to Rogers. Nicely handled. Throw across the diamond in the dirt. Picked up by Cage. Randall is out. So for the Devils in the fifth, they pick up three runs on two hits. There were no errors and nobody left on base. And the score at the end of five complete innings of play. The Sun Devils of Arizona State 7, Tulsa 1. It's the bottom of the order for Tulsa. Bird grounder to the third baseman, Valley. He gets a glove on it, but I believe it's going to be a base hit. It is. Valley went to his left on that ground ball to the left side by Larry Bird. Had a glove on it, but could not come up with it. He made a good try, and it is a base hit. In a moment, we'll pause five seconds for station identification. This is the Arizona State Sun Devil Baseball Network.
In Phoenix, this is KOOL AM and FM stereo.
Steve Rogers attempts to bunt, fouls it back to the screen, strike one. Nobody out for Tulsa here in the fifth inning as Larry Bird singles through the hole on the left side is the runner at first base and Gura working to his counterpart, Steve Rogers. There's the stretch and the peek at Bird. The pitch is inside corner, called strike two, and Rogers says, oh no. But Marty McDonough does not even continue the conversation. Gene Schell coming in from third base, the Tulsa coach, and the plate umpire, McDonough, calls time and sends him back. It's 0-2. Here's the pitch. Curveball is strike three as Rogers attempts to bunt and misses. So Rogers is a strikeout victim, number five for Gura. There's one away, and we go to the top of the order with Roger Whitaker, hitless in two trips. He has good wrists and has put one out, as we've mentioned, starting the game with a 340 average, a good leadoff man. Here's the pitch by Gura. Curveball is swung on and missed way out in front of that one as Gura took something off of it. 7-1, Arizona State leading Tulsa here in the final game of the College World Series. Larry Gura working. Lazy curve, swung on a strike two, and again he was out in front with that pitch. Nicely called by Billy Cotton behind that plate. Here's a stretch by Gura. Here's the 0-2 pitch coming. Fastball outside and high. Ball one. Gura gave up a triple and a single in the second inning. And now a single here in the sixth. Only three hits. Here's the pitch. Whitaker, line shot, base hit in the right field behind the runner. Dick makes the play. Here's the throw. Will hold the runner at second base. As the throw comes in, cut off by Roger Detter. And that is the fourth hit given up by Gura. And Bird moved to second base, but no further. Whitaker did very well. Hit behind the runner to the right side. But Ralph Dick came over, took the ball on the third hop, and rifled it into the infield. So they're two on. Bird at second, Whitaker at first, and Jenkins, hitless in two trips. Left-handed batting center fielder steps in. Gura with a stretch. The look behind. Curveball is inside corner, called strike one. Larry Gura working for the fourth time in this College World Series. Once as a starter, twice in relief, and now the second time as a starter. There's a let-up curve, is outside. Count is even at one apiece. Almost all of the players will return with the ball club tomorrow. Gura will not. Neither will Cobar or McDonald. A grounder to Detter. Picks it up. Steps on second. To throw to first. Double play. A six unassisted three double play. The Devils are out of it. In the sixth inning for Tulsa, they picked up no runs on two hits. There were no errors and one man left. And the score at the end of five and a half innings of play, the Devils 7, the Golden Hurricane 1. Rick Valley leads off for the Devils in the sixth as he did in the fourth. He is hitless in two trips, grounded out to the pitcher and slide to right. Here's Rogers' first offering, a grounder to the left side, picked up by Honeycutt. The throw to Caves pulls him a little bit towards the right field side, but Caves holds his foot on the base, and Valley is out 6-3. That double play that the Devils turned over to end the sixth inning for the Tulsa Ball Club was their eighth double play of the World Series, and they are far and away ahead of any other club. Larry Gura getting a nice hand as he steps in. Hitless in two trips. Pitch. Inside. Missed. Ball one. Tulsa people, Tulsa fans, and a lot of the people in the press box felt that Rogers was the guy to beat. He's the best they had. He really tamed Texas without any problems. Here's the one ball pitch. The Gura swung on the ground at the left side. Honeycutt charging the ball. Two hopper. The throw in time to Caves, and Gura is out number two. So two Devils up and two Devils down. Both going out 6-3, and we go to the top of the order, and Roger Dedder. Roger hitless in three and anxious. Glad his team's ahead without any problems. And Clay has played a very good tournament. Billy Joe Cotton with that home run and two on is now tied for the College World Series RBI leadership. Whitey Adams of Mississippi had five before they went home, and Roger Whitaker of this Tulsa ball club also has five. Two down, nobody aboard for the Devils in the sixth. Roger Dedder awaits the first pitch. It's across the plate, but low, it's a ball. Devils set a new NCAA record with 55 wins this season. Pitch. Dedder takes low and away, bouncing away from the catcher Murphy for ball two. It was their own record that they broke, as a matter of fact. Doug Gerlach, do you have that in front of you? They have scored, or they have won 50 or more ball games in 3 years. Do you recollect what those years were? And
In 1965, they won 54, which was the old record. In 1967, when they won the NCAA championship for the second time, they won 53, and now this year they've won 55.
And they're working on number 56. Next pitch, the Dedder is inside for a ball, ball three, and Rogers will now work 3-0. Here's the pitch to Dedder. It's almost knocked him down, ball four. That's only the second walk given up by Rogers, but he has not been in complete control. He's given up three wild pitches. He hit a batsman, now has walked two, and he's only struck out three. He was much more effective in his earlier College World Series going. Ralph Dick steps in, one hit in three trips, and robbed of one. There's a quick throw. Dedder, of course, as we mentioned, doesn't lead. He set a new College World Series record for stolen bases, and Steve Rogers knows he's on first base now, so he's going to throw him over there a couple of times. Here's the first pitch. Dedder moving, swung and fouled back to the screen. Dedder will have to hurry back. Well, you cannot read up on all the statistics of all the players you're going to play against, but when you hear it announced on a public address system that a man has set a new College World Series record with six stolen bases, you got to remember that when you're pitching against him. So Dedder's there. Ralph Dick the batter. One strike count, two down. Dedder with a good lead at first base. Rogers with the peak over the left shoulder. Throws to first. Roger back. There has been some action in the Tulsa bullpen. It was Cliff Butcher before. A little action back in the second inning in the Devil bullpen with Jim Crawford. Dedder ready. Pitch to Dick in the dirt. Low. Ball one. Dedder was not moving at all. It may be that Rogers does not pitch as well with men on. With men on, he has had wild pitch. One scored, and on two other occasions, they advanced. So the stretch position is not one of his favorites. He has it now. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Dedder moving. Check swing. The throw by Murphy. Roger Dedder has stolen base number seven. The Devils have, of the 15 stolen bases in the series, the Devils have 11 of them, and Roger has seven. Here's the one ball, two-strike pitch to Ralph Dick. A line shot into center field, a base hit. Roger Dedder will score. Here's the throw coming to the plate. It is not in time. He's safe. On the throw, Ralph Dick goes to second base. It was a very good throw by Tom Jenkins, the center fielder, but Roger is fast enough, and the throw came to the third base side of home plate, and Roger slid across the base. Plate umpire Marty McDonough said, yes, you did, although Roger got right up and tagged it again. So that is hit number seven unofficially. We'll double check that in a minute. It is an RBI for Dick. Ralph Dedder scores. It is 8-1 Devils. On the throw, Dick went to second base, and John Velencek is the batter. Thank you. It is the eighth hit by the Devils. So busy telling you about it, we forgot to mark it in our little box score there. They're out hitting Tulsa 8-4. Ralph Dick is at second base, and John Velencek, who started tonight's game at 438 in this series, having a great series, and he's got 2-for-3 tonight. Here's the pitch by Rogers. A long fly ball to deep right field. It's going gone. John Velencek picks up his third base hit in this game. A home run over the right field wall, 370 feet away, scoring Ralph Dick in front of him, and the Devils lead in this ball game 10-1. There are still two down, and Paul Ray Powell, 2-for-2. Swung on, a little grounder to the left side, it'll be foul. Well, let's see, that's three hits, which would give Velencek 10 hits in 20 trips. So he's hitting 500 in the College World Series, and that's two more RBIs, that's six. So he now is the RBI leader. Yes.
Unofficially, I have Velencek for 21 total bases in the series. He's got two home runs, three doubles, and the rest singles, and I believe the record for total base is 22 by Scotty Reed back in 1967.
Well, I'm not sure that it's Scotty Reed, but I do believe it is 22 bases. Here's the pitch to Paul Ray. Grounder through the hole into left field, a base hit. That is the 10th base hit by the Devils. Still action, and I believe we're going to have a change now. Here comes Gene Schell out of the dugout. Well, it has not been a very happy evening for Steve Rogers. He had his glory against the Texas Longhorns, going 7 1/3 innings without giving up a hit. But he is what a lot of collegiate ball players have, a junk ball pitcher. Curveballs and changeups rather than a fastball or a good slider. And the Devils felt sure that they could get to him, and they certainly had. Rogers is going to come out of the ball game. He has worked 5 2/3 innings, and they get the hands from the crowd. Cliff Butcher is the new pitcher, coming on here in the sixth inning. Let's see what he's done. He pitched against the Devils before, I'm sure. We did not... We have seen him before. In College World Series competition, he's worked in three games for a total of 10 innings. Has given up 13 hits, 9 runs, 6 of which were earned. He walked 7, struck out 4, and his ERA is 5.40. So Butcher has not had a good College World Series either. He will pitch to Billy Joe Cotton, who is 1-for-3. Been on base all three times with errors. And the last time out, poked one over the left center field fence, his third home run dug of the season. Billy Joe standing in. Paul Ray Powell with the lead. He can move at first base. Butcher delivers. Billy Joe takes low outside. Ball one. 10-1. The Sun Devils of Arizona State looking for their third national championship on odd years, mind you. And batting here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Here's the pitch. Billy Joe swings at an outside pitch, and it's even at 1 apiece. The official attendance at tonight's game, which will make it pretty close to the record, I don't believe they made it, however, 10,050. 10,050. That's the largest crowd, however, that have attended any World Series contest. Pitch to Billy Joe in the dirt. It's ball two. No, it's called strike. I beg your pardon. It hit just to the right side of the plate. It looked low. But plain umpire Marty McDonald says it is a call strike. So Butcher is ahead, 1-2. The stretch to look at Powell. Delivers, swung on a miss for strike three. That's the fourth strikeout by the Devils, the first one for Butcher. The Devils are retired here in the sixth. but not before they come up with three runs on two hits. There were no errors and a man left. And the score at the end of six complete innings of play, Arizona State 10, Tulsa 1.
That's organized. There's a cheering. Thank you.
Well, the Tulsa Golden Hurricane comes to bat in the top of the seventh. They trail by nine. It'll be their leading hitter and the third spot hitter, first third baseman, Les Rogers, who swings and misses for strike one. He is hitless in two trips. Larry Gura with a nine-run advantage, working here in the 15th game. Changeup curve, inside corner, called strike two. As Rogers jumped out of there, like the ball was going to hit him. Gene Schell, who had been coaching at third base, is not. There's a fastball outside. Gura working quickly. It's a ball and two strikes. Let me tell you quick again. We're coming home tomorrow on Western Flight 479. Pitch. Swung on, popped up, out of play, in back of us. Cotton gives chase, but he'll not have any time. Western Flight 479 at 8:20. That's 20 minutes past 8 o'clock in the evening at Phoenix Sky Harbor Airport. Only three, to the best of our knowledge, of the players are not returning. Gura, McDonald, and Cobar. Larry Gura with a one-ball, two-strike count on Les Rogers. Delivered. Swung on, a missed, strike three. Lienheiser is not going to come home. Lienheiser will not come home either. Okay, thank you. Out number one. That was strikeout number six for Gura. Nobody on, and Steve Caves, himself a strikeout victim, but who hit a triple and scored the Hurricane only run back in the second inning. Steps in. Pitch. Swung on a little number right back to Gura. Takes it on one hop. Throw to Osborne in time, and Caves is out number two. Two up and two down, and Bob Murphy is the batter. Gura, 18 wins and two losses, is working his fourth trick on the mound here in the College World Series. As we have indicated to you in many previous occasions, he has set a new record for Arizona State with that many wins. I'm not sure whether that's a collegiate record or not. Could win this one 19. It is a collegiate record, thank you. He could make it 19 now, and he potentially will drop his ERA to near one. Fastball, called strike. To Bob Murphy, the right-handed batting catcher. ERA coming into this ball game was 1-0-1. Pitch, swung on, missed, strike two. Gura looks good, the Devils look good. They lead it 10-1. Want their third national championship in 5 years. Pitch by Gura. Check swing, call strike three, outside corner. The Tulsa Hurricane is retired. Strikeout number seven for Gura, and in the seventh, for Tulsa, no runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left. Score at the end of six and a half innings of play. Arizona State 10, Tulsa 1. John Clar has gone in to catch for Bob Murphy as we post the Devils' half of the seventh. Cliff Butcher is the pitcher. Called strike one to Jeff Osborne, the leadoff batter, hitting .286. A single and two trips and a walk in this ball game. Here's the pitch by Butcher. It is across the plate, but low, and the count is even one apiece. Butcher has one of these jerky windups. Starts very slow and then gives it a quick duck and comes around and flails it quickly. 1-1 coming. Grounder in front of the plate. Coming over is the catcher. Fields the ball. The throw is just in time. And Osborne is out number one. 2-3. Lenny Randle, hitless in three trips, standing in. Almost had a single back in the second inning with two men on in scoring position. Actually, the bases were loaded. I take that back. But it was just right at the shortstop, and he leaped in the air to catch it. One out, pitch to Randle, swung on a miss on a curveball. Strike one. Butcher looks better tonight than he has in his two previous outings. Here's the windup, the pitch, fastball, high ball one. And the count is even up at one apiece. 10-1. Devils lead by nine and bat in the seventh inning. Here's a pitch by Butcher. Curveball catches the inside corner. Strike two. The total attendance for the College World Series in 15 games was 63,265. That's the third largest in history. There's a line drive to straightaway center field. Roger Whitaker coming in and taking it in left field. Yes, for out number two. Whitaker having no problems tonight. Last night it was an unbelievable area to play. John Belichick would be happy to tell you about that, as he went out about 20 steps and the wind, like in those old movies, just blew the ball right back through the crossbars and the favorite team won or something. Randall flies to left. There are two down, nobody aboard, and Rick Vallee, hitless in three, steps in. He is hit by a pitched ball. That is the second hit batsman. Steve Rogers hit one in his stint on the mound, and now Butcher adds another one to the list, and Larry Gura will be the batter. Gets a nice hand. Larry, hitless in three trips, but has worked very well in the mound. Pitch swung, called strike outside corner as he checked his swing. Came halfway around, steps back and looks at Bobby Winkles to say, what'll I do now? And there's only one answer. Throw to first. Vallee back in time. .820 tomorrow night at the airport. Western flight 479. It's outside to Gura. And the count is even at 1-1. On our post-game show, should the score hold, here's the pitch. Gura checks his swing. It's out. No, it's a called strike on the outside corner. Very slow, deliberate right hand comes up from plate umpire Marty McDonough. If the Devils should win it, there will be some brief ceremonies at the plate. Swung on and popped right up over our head. The count is the same, a ball and two strikes. And we will attempt to bring that action to you on our postgame show. Bob Winkles may be very busy during that time. Here's the pitch. Larry Gura swings and misses strike three. So the Devils are retired in the seventh. No runs, no hits, no errors, and a man left. And the score at the end of seven complete innings of play. Sun Devils 10, Tulsa 1. Roger Adams is the batter for Tulsa here in the eighth inning. He is hitless in two trips, left-handed batting second baseman. Swung on and missed for strike two as Gura got him swinging on another curveball just a moment ago. A determined Larry Gura on the mound wants to win this one for the team. Wines delivers, just missed outside. It's a ball. Good pitch. Good call by B.J. Cotton. John Dolinsek needs but one base wrap to set another World Series. There's a right back at Larry Gura. He handled it nicely. The throw to Osborne inside. That looked almost like a save-yourself catch as the ball by Roger Adams was slapped right back at Gura, and he put the ball up and gloved it. Throws Adams down. One up and one down. Phil Hunica hit into a double play, attempting to bunt in the second, and then popped up to Randall at second and the fifth. Hitless in two trips. Grounded to the left side. A big hop to Roger Detter. The throw to Osborne in time. They're two down. Two up and two down, and the Devils are playing very well. They have six errors in the whole College World Series. There are 48 in total. They played very well last night and have had no errors. I don't believe we'll double check. There's the first pitch to Larry Bird, who is a single in two trips. Hits outside for a ball. Eight double plays have helped them. Gura ready, quickly throws. Bird swings, fouls it back to the screen and drops his bat, all in one motion. Gura ahead, or Gura even now, 1-1. Checks the sign from Cotton, delivers 1-1. Swung on a line shot, but right at Lenny Randall. Picked it up, and it is out number three. Fell down. Looked for a moment like he might have dropped the ball, but Lenny very quickly hustled off the field. Line drive to Lenny Randall, retires Tulsa in the eighth. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left. And a score at the end of 7.5 innings of play. The Devils 10, Tulsa 1. 33 will face Cliff Butcher for the first time. Grounder to the left side. Knocked down. Picked up by Butcher, and he throws to Kays for the out number one. Actually, a little grounder, and he came off the mound nicely to his right side and gloved it to throw in time, and Detter is out number one. Roger hitless in four trips. Ralph Dick, two singles in four trips, hitting .341. Ralph scoring two runs as well. Takes a fastball low for a ball. 10-1, the Devils lead it. And are batting in the bottom of the eighth inning. Game could be over in no time flat. Swung on a miss, strike one. Remind you again that the team will be coming home tomorrow at 8:20 p.m. at Sky Harbor Airport. Line shot, base hit into left field by Ralph Dick. That's the first base knock off of Cliff Butcher. It is unofficially the 11th base hit by the Devils. And John Dolinsek, who needs but one base to tie the total base College World Series record, steps in. He is 3-for-4. Two singles and a home run. There's the stretch by Butcher. Delivers. Dolinsek swings and hits it back to the screen on a foul. One out. Ralph Dick at second, at first base. The Devils have been ranked in the top 20 ball clubs in the nation in the last 10 years running. They've been first once, second twice, fourth once, and seventh once. And then they range all the way down to 20th. Dolinsek takes a called strike, and it's 0-2. So Butcher quickly ahead of the leading batsman here in this College World Series. Dolinsek pitched, drove quickly to first, but Ralph Dick is back in plenty of time. Dolinsek waiting, chokes up on the bat. Here's Cliff Butcher's pitch. Swung on, a grounder to the right side, could be two. Picked up by Adams to throw to Honeycutt for one, and Ralph Dick takes it out of the play. So John Dolinsek looks like he will lose a chance to tie a World Series record. It's safe on a fielder's choice as Dick is out 6-4, or 4-6. Two down, and Paul Ray Powell, 3-for-3, and hit by a pitch ball. Has had a great series. Here's a quick throw, and Dolinsek back now. See, could he steal a base and still get one? Any way to get it. Pitch. Paul Ray swings and tries to hold up, but cannot. It's strike one. Two down. Dolinsek at first base. And Paul Ray Powell, who has up to this moment had a perfect evening. Pitch. High. Ball one. 1-1. Devils batting in the bottom of the eighth inning. They lead by 9 runs. 10-1. And Larry Gura after win number 19. Pitch. Swung on. Nubbed foul to left side towards the Devil dugout. And the count is a ball and 2 strikes. Many, many thanks again for all the telegrams and the nice words. And I know that Bill Denny and Len Johnson, who have helped with these broadcasts over the years, would like very much to be here. We'd like to have them here. And thank them for all their help. Way outside, a fastball to Powell, and the count is even at 2-2. Since 1949, when the double elimination system was begun, only 2 teams have won the National Collegiate Baseball Championship without suffering a defeat at either the district or national level. There was a foul back to the screen by Powell. Texas in 49 and Oklahoma in 51 hold the singular honor. There's a quick throw to first base, and Dolinsek is back in time. California in 57, Michigan in 62, and Southern Cal in 68 won all of their College World Series games but dropped district encounters. Next pitch to Powell is low for a ball, and it's a full count with 2 down. Dolinsek will be moving. 3-for-3, all of them singles and hit by a pitched ball. That's Paul Ray's evening. He has scored twice and was out attempting to score. Dolinsek moving, swung on and missed. Strike three. Strikeout number 2 for Butcher. The Devils are retired in the 8th. No runs on 1 hit. There were no errors and a man left. And the score at the end of 8 complete innings of play. The Devils 10, Tulsa 1. It's the top of the ninth. The last omen for Tulsa. Cliff Butcher swung and missed for strike one, swings again and fouls it back to the screen for strike two. And Larry Gura wasted no time in getting ahead. He needs but 3 outs for a 3rd national championship for head coach Bobby Winkle. Grounder right back to him. It comes off the left side, turns, then flips and falls. Larry Gura cannot make a play. He wanted to take his time to make sure that the throw would be good, and it will have to go as a base hit. Butcher, an infield single. The 5th hit allowed by Gura as the Tulsa Golden Hurricane gets the leadoff batter on here in the top of the 9th inning. There is a pinch runner. We believe it is Craig Bothwell. Bothwell running for the pitcher here in the top of the 9th. There's the stretch by Gura as he looks at Whitaker. Delivers inside, ball one. Devils have a 9-run advantage, lead 10-1, and this is the top of the ninth. Nobody down. The runner Bothwell at first. Pitch, line shot, base hit in left field by Whitaker. Fielded by Dolancic, and the runner Bothwell will hold up at second base. Hit number six, and the second single of the night for Roger Whitaker, who's 2-for-4. Bothwell is at second base, Whitaker at first with nobody down, and Tom Jenkins the batter. No action in the Devil bullpen yet. Larry Gura working in the ninth inning. Now Jimmy Crawford trotting down to the bullpen. Here's the pitch to Jenkins. Curveball misses. Ball one. Gura coming into tonight's game had worked 12, so he's worked 20 innings of College World Series ball. Stretches and peeks at the runner Boswell. Delivers. Curveball. Called strike. 1-1 on Jenkins. Grounded out to the pitcher in the first. 4-3, second to first in the fourth, and hit into a double play in the sixth. Hitless in three trips. Gura stretches, and the runner looks and delivers inside. To Jenkins backs him out of there. It's ball two. A little yelling going on by the Tulsa fans. They haven't had too much of an occasion for that this evening, as the Devils have really come alive. Two ball, one strike pitch. Jenkins takes a curveball on the inside corner, called strike two. Pretty pitch. And the count is even at two apiece. Well, the Devils have eight double plays. They could make nine. They've got the situation for it. Infield around a little bit to the right side. Here's the pitch to Jenkins. Swung on and missed for strike three. Strikeout number eight for Larry Gura. One away. Bothwell still at second and Whitaker at first. And the batter will be the third baseman, Les Rogers, who is hitless in three, hitting .416 coming into tonight's game. Gura ready. Lefty delivers. Let up curve is inside corner, strike one, as Rogers backed way out of there, drawing a little boo from the Tulsa fan. It's a good pitch. Gura stretches now. Looks again. Delivers. Fastball swung on a miss, strike two. If the Devils win it, they will be the fourth, actually the third team, but one team did it twice. Texas once and USC twice, to lose the first game and then come all the way back. That's the hard way. Let up curve, swung on and missed, strike three. Strikeout number nine. There are two down, and Steve Cave's the batter. We are one out away from a national championship. 10-1. Whitaker at first, and the pinch runner Bothwell at second. Pitch to Cave. Foul. Back up out of play. Strike one. Caves has a triple to right center. Struck out and grounded out to the pitcher. You're going to see a happy group of guys. Two down. One strike. Pitch coming in. Check swing. Held up in time. It's a ball. 1-1. He went halfway around, but the umpire says no, no. Even up 1-1. Gurr with a stretch and a look at Bothwell at second. Delivers. Popped up to the right side. Out of play. Strike two. And Caves was late with the swing. I want to tell you, a happy group of Sun Devils are bubbling on the third base dugout. Swing and a miss. The game is over. The Sun Devils are the national champions. We will be back in just a moment. Gurr strikes off the side. He records 10 strikeouts and 4 Tulsa in the ninth. No runs on one hit. There were no errors and two men left on base. We'll be back in a moment with the post-game show. Once more, the final score once again. Arizona State 10, Tulsa 1.
And one, Steve Rogers.
You see a jubilant bunch of Arizona State University Sun Devils on the field as they await the presentation of the NCAA trophy for winning the College World Series for the third time in 4 years. The Sun Devils did it with 10 runs on 11 hits playing errorless ball, while Larry Gura struck out 10 Tulsa Hurricanes in 6 hitting Tulsa. The total for Tulsa, 1 run, 6 hits, 2 errors. Steve Rogers, the loser. Larry Gura, the college baseball's winningest pitcher, with 19 big victories, a senior concluding his career in fine fashion. Arizona State, the champs. that odd year magic for Winkle. There you see the Devils receiving the congratulations of the crowd of 10,000 here in Omaha, Nebraska. And while we have a second, I'd like to take this opportunity to, speaking on behalf of ASU, to thank Cool Radio and TV for the broadcast and telecast of ASU's appearance in the College World Series. There you see the sign, 1965, 1967, and 1969.
Thank you very much. All the guys are standing behind me. They got all the lines up with the times they've won the World Series, and they keep yelling, "Bob, are we on yet?" And we are now. I don't know if we can get Bobby Winkles over here for a minute. He's waiting to come on. The winner of 3 national championships in 5 years, head coach Bobby Winkles, congratulations.
Thank you, Bob. We're quite elated, and kids just played great, didn't they?
No, I didn't. Oh, there's no doubt about that. I did not hear the Most Valuable Player award coming down the street. Was it the... I didn't hear that.
I didn't hear it either. Yeah. I have no idea who it was. I think probably Larry Gurr will be very strong in the running, and also John Dolinsek will be strong in the running. PR had a great series. Detter had a tremendous series. Everybody had a pretty good series.
It was a great series. Did it go? Were you worried at all back in the second inning when Larry had a little bit of a problem?
Well, Larry did not start out throwing good, but he ended up pitching great, and of course, striking out the side in the ninth inning, and... what more can you say about a young man like that? He pitched in 4 ball games. He saved one. He won 2. He lost 1, in which he only gave up 1 earned run. And if that's not a great series, well, I don't know what to say.
It's unbelievable. Could we get him over here a minute?
Yeah, just a second.
All right, let's yell. Larry Gura, congratulations on a great game, Larry.
Thank you very much.
You and it's got out almost every game, seemingly. It gets stronger as you go. Did you have any problems in the first inning or so?
No, my arm, I was scared I might not be able to make all 9 because my arm's been, you know, I'd pitched 5 innings Wednesday. I wasn't sure if I'd make it, so I thought I'd kind of pace myself, see what happened.
So you started out a little easy. Well, it certainly worked out great. That's your 19th win against 2 losses. What are you going to do this summer?
I hope to sign with the Cubs.
I thought maybe you were going to say rest, but I think you deserve it.
Can't rest.
Larry, congratulations on a great... I know that now's the time you want to be with your gang. So, again, a great, great game.
Thank you.
And a great team.
Thank you.
We're going to go with the... There they are. They're the world's greatest guys, and we're going to get a shot of them later. But we're going to try to join in with all the information that goes on. So we'll be back in just 60 seconds with this post-game ceremony.
Each of them... Each of the members of the board of the College World Series has been very active.
The awards for the Sun Devils and the runner-up Coastal Hurricanes are now underway.
Our new mayor of Omaha and honorary co-chairman, the Honorable Eugene A. Leahy. President of Creighton University, the host school, and honorary co-chairman, the Reverend H.W. Lim, S.J. Vice President of Bozell and Jacobs Incorporated, and First Vice President of the College World Series Committee, Byron Reed. Vice President of the Northwestern Bell Telephone Company, and the Chairman of the Ticket Sales Committee, which has made this series so successful, Ben R. Morris. Sounds as though Ben's got a couple of friends up there. And thanks also to the men who are responsible to see that the rules and regulations of the game are enforced. They are the members of the Games Committee who are Chairman of the Games Committee from Iowa State University, L.C. Cap Kim. The baseball coach from Washington State University and the chairman of the Games Committee next year, Charles Chuck Brayton. The athletic director of Creighton University and the tournament director, Eddie Sutton.
Press box. We just got the word. The most valuable player in this tournament is John Dolinsek of Arizona State.
John Dolinsek has been voted the most valuable player.
The 1969 princess from the Nebraska Methodist School of Nursing, Janet K. Vista. Then we also have with us, representing District Number 5, the University of Tulsa, the sweetheart from St. Catherine's Hospital School of Nursing, Marianne Gregorius. And the Kiwanis Cup hosted Tulsa University. And the representatives here tonight are Mark Baldwin and Roger Keating. And representing District Number 7, the Arizona State University, the sweetheart this year is from St. Joseph's Hospital School of Nursing, Sophia Ann Studer. The Concord Club hosted our winners this year, Arizona State University, and their representatives here tonight are Fred L. Johnson and George Still. Now at this time, L.C. Cap Tim will present the runner-up trophy to the champions of District Number 5, the runner-up here in the national championship, Tulsa University. Let's give them a real big hand.
Ladies and gentlemen,